What's up, you guys? This is Speak Up, Speak Out. My name is Mariah Shields. I am so excited that you are listening to this podcast. Well, let's jump right in.
Okay, everybody's here. Okay, so we're going to just jump right in, guys. So we're going to start out first with this topic that's going on in the news right now, just because I kind of, that's how I've been starting my podcast lately with anybody that gets on, just asking them how they feel about, like, what's going on, the protesting, everything like that. I don't know if you are protesting. If you are, that's cool. But if you're not, you know, that's cool too. Like, all right. So we'll start out with Kai. Kai, have you been protesting or no?
I've been to a few protests in Philly. We had like a stretch of like 11 days where it was just protest. So,
oh my gosh. Okay. That's crazy. How do you feel about everything that's going on? Like, I know you probably heard about the Floyd thing and probably many other names, because there's a lot. So how do you feel about everything that's going on? Like, how we're handling it?
I'm kind of like torn between both views of it, because it's like I understand that needs to be discussed and it needs to be handled, especially pertaining to the fact that like the same ones that get paid by the citizen taxes and take the vow to protect and serve are doing it. But there's that fine line where it's like trying to get your point across and then just destroying your own communities. And I got to see a little glimpse of both sides of it, and the whole rioting and looting and messing up the buildings within your own communities. Like, you're not traveling outside your neighborhood to destroy buildings and stores. You're stealing from the places that's providing you the essential things you need to survive and everything. And it's just like, it's kind of
abstract. I agree. Okay. All right. So Braylon, what about you? Like, how do you feel about everything going on? Have you been protesting or no?
Typically with these type of things, I like to keep it to myself, because I don't like getting into like arguments about things that are just like, I don't feel like there's really a side to choose. You either like are for the human race and like you're for everyone being equal, or you're just not. And if you're not, that's just kind of weird. Like, you're weird to say that you can't be mad that we just watched the murder like food porn. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just weird. How are you not mad? Like, and then like I also get like, I'm not easily triggered, but like I hate when people say like, oh, looting and rioting is not the way to go. Like, you gotta think about it. We've been like, our ancestors, or literally two generations before my generation, they were peaceful, and nothing came from it. They got showered with water hoses and beat with like wooden sticks. Yeah. The generation after them, they got shot in cold blood. We had to police the police. So now, like, all we really want is a response, whether it's positive or negative, is just a response. Right. So looting and rioting, like, is it right? No, but are they going to get a response? Yeah, and that's all that matters. A response equals change.
Yeah. Okay.
That's like, I try to say how it
is. He's like, I ain't debating with y'all. I ain't got time for that, but all right.
Yeah, it ain't that deep for me.
Okay. All right, Charles, what about you?
Oh yeah, I've been protesting for sure. I ain't been like rioting and looting, but I've been getting my protest on. But man, I mean, just like you said, like, I mean, I personally wouldn't riot and loot, but I could understand why. Like, me personally, like, I got little brothers, and like just even thinking about like that could have been my little brother, like, it infuriates me, you know. You know, you got people out here who really have had their brothers and sisters, cousins, close friends, you know, unjustly charged or, you know, brutalized by police or, you know, the criminal justice system was just unfair to them. And they, we had enough. Everybody right. had enough. We're sick and tired of it. So, I mean, I'm not personally for it, or I personally wouldn't do it, but I mean, I understand it.
Right. Right. So you look at both perspectives. Okay. All right. Come on. What about you, boy?
Oh, shit. All right. So protesting? No, I haven't been protesting, but okay. I've been looking more like into like the local level of shit. So I've been learning who the mayor is because I'm out in San Diego. Okay. So I'm learning who the mayor is, the city council. I'm trying to go to like council meetings and stuff like that because we gotta get them motherfuckers out of there. So they can because they just like in San Diego, they just passed a bill to give more funds to the police, and we're trying to defund the police. So like I'm trying to study them and kind of get them out of there so we could change like the system within. So right. I'm not out in the field protesting, but I'm trying to be on the back end and trying to change legislative and shit like that. And then right. how I feel about the situation. Yo,
yeah,
rioting, that shit works, yo. White folks used to riot back in the day. The biggest riot they did was in 1921, the Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Black Wall Street riot. They yeah. went and destroyed like 600 plus businesses and shit like that. I'm telling you, bro, that shit works. That's why they be saying, oh, rioting is not good. Because they know that shit works. It gives responses and stuff. Now, the looting, I'm like, I ain't going to say like I would loot, but I could see if somebody in a bad situation and they opportunists, they like, yo, man, fuck it. I'm going to loot because
I'm going to get this.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, yo, you know, some people in bad situations and shit. And then some people just opportunists. And then you got other motherfuckers that just trying to put a black eye on like the movement and shit. You know, these motherfuckers just looting just so they could make it seem because they're trying to put it all like, oh, it's black people looting and stuff. And it's like, no, it's other races out there. They're looting. You're like, for real. And they have, like, I seen some clips where, like, one lady was tagging. It was a white lady tagging shit. And the police didn't look at her like, yeah, oh, you missed the letter right there, you know? Yeah, it's like, so that's how I feel about the looting and shit. And with Kai, I feel you, bro. Like, we can't be in our own communities, man, destroying shit. We need to go to their community and throw some destruction. Because, no, that's exactly what the Black Wall Street riot was. Then white folks came into our community and destroyed our shit.
Right.
So, and then how I'm feeling about the situation, yo, man, we need to defund the police. Fuck all that. And like, the people, defunding the police is just reallocating money to other areas to actually right. help out the police. Because, real talk, the lower level police, they ain't getting broke off bread like that. Where all that money going to? Like, right. going to these military equipment and shit. Why these niggas need all that shit?
They don't
need that.
They
don't. Why they got all that? Why you need a tank, bruh? A tank? Nigga, this ain't fucking Call of Duty. You don't need that fucking assault rifle. You don't need that body gear. Like, look, yeah, I can go on for days about this shit, but I'm gonna cut it off right here.
Oh, man. Okay. So I guess I'll give my opinion since you guys gave yours.
I've definitely seen a couple people doing my protests with different agendas, like as we walk, holding bats and pipes and everything. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
So,
like,
wow, bro. But hey, to everybody that is protesting, I appreciate that shit. It's just I'm going at a different angle with shit, yo. So, like, I'm really trying to go like the political route, and this really drove me to like really look into locally and who's the chief of police and who's our fucking mayor and council members, because them motherfuckers that be changing the laws and shit. So
true, very true, very very true.
Yeah, like I feel like everybody plays a different role throughout this. Like everybody's not a protest person. Like everybody's not supposed to go protest. Everybody's not supposed to. We all just gotta play different parts And if we all are right, unit doing if different things,
we all
things,
got, we all the same really end goal, no matter what parts you play, it's a very pivotal role.
Oh, yeah.
That's our
feeling. Oh, yeah. And don't let things die down either, you feel me? Like, now that people ain't really posting, you know, the movement as much anymore, like, we still got to put in work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We still got to go vote. We still got to be knowledgeable about everything.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They got to get this shit right, though, because when they put...
That's crazy. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Putting animals' life over our
man. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, that made me so mad.
Fucking PETA and shit.
This dude poured like hot water on the cat. Now, granted, that's bogus. You feel me? Like, you shouldn't do that. You feel me? Like, but he got 14 years in prison.
Wait a minute. He got 14 years in prison for putting hot water on a cat?
On a cat.
Holy shit. PETA don't play, yo.
Straight cat. Like, nobody knows the cat's name. Like, he got 14 years.
Over a cat.
Wow.
And Trayvon Martin, his killer, is still, like, living in my state. I don't know where he at.
Oh, he probably still, like, hiding. Chilling. He probably that's hiding because people want his head still. Wow. Even though that, like, whole trial and everything like that, like, all this stuff happened, there's still people that want his head. There's people that want, like, that cop for the Floyd thing. Boy, they were sitting, there was 50 like, cars sitting, like, at his house, like, tempting him to come outside so they could kill him. Like, they were not playing with him. So, the fact that the police even took him in, it had nothing to do, a lot of people were like, I don't think it had anything to do with the rioting. They feel like it had to do with the fact that everybody was about to, like, break into his house and kill him. Like, on some real stuff. So they had to put him in custody because I think somebody, there would have been that one bold person to be like, you know what? I think I'm going to go break into his house. Like, I think I'm just going to go get arrested for sus. Like, I don't care. Whatever. So.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just certain things that I feel like they could do to avoid this, like, brutality and things. Like, a lot of the times, like, people get shot, not necessarily just people of color, just when people get shot, they say, oh, I mistook it for my taser. Right. All right, so how about we have y'all put y'all guns in the car? Right. So you got to take that walk and think you're about to kill somebody. Right. Like, are you really going to take that walk to go pick up your gun, or are you just going to handle the situation like, you know, like a civil human being?
Right.
That's true. Hey, another thing, though, when it comes to...
Like, I got into it with a dude about that. He was like, no, they need their guns. I'm like, bro. It's a phone call before they even get there. You feel me? Like, they can tell you, like, oh, it's shots being fired. You can bring your gun. But if it's a dude walking down the street with his shirt off, why are you bringing your gun? Why are you, for a counterfeit $20 bill, why do you need your gun? Why do you need your, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do you need excessive force?
Right.
Hey, y'all want to know something, though? They said that they actually knew each other, though.
Yeah.
Like, they really were beefing back in the day and shit. Just found this out a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brad better get the first degree.
At the same bar.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm.
They did security at the same bar. And Floyd used to get all the females that he wanted.
He was big. But he was also married, too. He's married to, I think she's like Asian. Some Asian girl lady. But she divorced him. She was married to him, but she divorced him. She was like, nah, it's cool. Like, I'm good. And her brother was there when the whole thing happened. He's on the law enforcement with her husband. So he's going down too.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
it's a family affair on some real stuff. Yeah. It's that whole situation is just No, I don't know. I just hope that change comes. That's it. My thoughts on it, like, I haven't protested or anything like that, or looted. That's just not my play. But when it comes to, like, podcasts and, like, getting on Facebook Live and, like, talking about it, or just, like, educating, like, my family as well as just different people I see, because I'm like, mixed. Obviously, I'm Black to society regardless. But I'm mixed, so a lot of my white side is very, like, they're interesting people. That's all I'm going to say. So, they don't know a lot of stuff, and their perspective of life is very different. So I've been able to, like, I guess, speak to them about certain things that they need to know.
Because I, like, when I was younger, I remember situations where my grandma would come pick me up and they'd be like, that's not your grandma. So my grandma's like Irish and she's like, she's a white lady. Like, I'm light skinned, but I'm like, you know, I'm black. So they would never think that they would not put us together. They would think that she was just some stranger picking me up. So they would literally have to call my mom and ask my mom, like, there's this old lady trying to come pick up your daughter and she doesn't look like her. So then my mom would have to be like, that's her grandmother. And they'd be like, what? Like, your grandma's white? I'm like, yeah. Like, okay. What's the big deal? Is there like a big deal going on? Like, what's the problem? I don't get it. So there's just a lot. And I was telling that we had a meeting. I do like a Bible study. I go on a Bible study with a whole bunch of like women and it's all black women. And we were talking about just the fact of just educating. And then like we were talking about biracial kids and we were just like, one of the girls was like, if I have a biracial kid, I want to like teach her all sides of what she is. Not just, oh, yes, you are white, but you also like are black as well. Like, you need to know both sides. And sometimes with biracial kids, they only get one side perspectives of life. They don't teach them the other side of them. And there is some biracial kids that don't even know they're black. Like, for real, for real. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I have friends. They're like, oh, no, that doesn't happen in the black community. I'm like, yes, it does. Like, yes, it does. Like, you're stupid. Like, what world are you living in? You know? So, or they think that if, like, this one girl, when I was in high school was like, oh, if, like, we were talking about the KKK in class or something like that. And she was like, I feel that I would be okay because, like, I'm lighter complected and... I look white, sort of, and so they wouldn't shoot me because, like, I'm white. And I was That's like, crazy. They're going to shoot you just like they're going to shoot me and every other black person in that room. And she's like, no. No, I'm white. I'm like, no, you're not. You are black. Like, okay, your mom is white. She might be okay. But your dad, unfortunately, is going, like, y'all are all, like, you're going to get shot just like him. I'm going to get shot. Like, everybody in the room that's black is going to get shot. Of even color in general. And she was like, I don't get it. I'm just like, oh, okay. All right. I don't have time to explain it to you, but okay. So, I don't know. We just need to educate everything. Like, just education time, guys. Educate everybody. That's all we just need to do. Some white people are not trying to learn stuff, though. I have seen some white people be like, oh, no, we really need to stop talking about racism. It's not happening. I'm like, all
right. Man, that stuff right there, like, it's just like, it's just like common decency, you know? You got, like, if an overwhelmingly vast majority of black people are telling you, like, this is what's happening to us, and you're trying to say it's not because you haven't experienced it, like, that's like me telling a woman, like, oh, sexual harassment don't happen in the workplace because I never experienced it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You can't just dismiss, you know, what people are telling you is happening to them just because it ain't happened to you. And, like, right. You know, it makes people uncomfortable. And, like, you know, they're in the majority and, you know, they don't want their world to change or whatever. And, right. You know, it is what it is, but it, you know, people just need to, I mean, it's just being a decent human being. That's just what it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's right. Literally being civil. Yeah. Like, we're not even like, we're not even trying to be equal, just be civil. Like, just
right. Don't kill me. You feel me?
Like, don't, like, let me go home. Like, that's all I'm asking for is just to go home. I'm not asking for you not to arrest me. Just don't. I want to go home. I'd rather go home.
Yeah. And I think that's the things people are not, like, understanding. Like, obviously, I'm not a black male, so I don't know what it's like. Like, I mean, females go through it too. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like they really be coming at y'all on all levels. Like, be having, like, two cops.
Oh,
they
man.
Have two cop cars. Why do you need two cop cars when you got a phone call about something small? Why do we have two cop cars? Like, what is that for? I don't understand. Like, y'all need backup for one person? For one person, y'all need backup.
Well, in my general opinion, a lot of these cops are scraped
hands down with just hands. That's no contest.
Like it wouldn't even. That's why they need backup because they look at us and they get scared because we big, we tall, we desperate, and we you know we mind our own business.
Okay, I can get that, but like I do understand when you guys are talking about like the guns and stuff. They could keep those in the car. It depends on the situation and what they're being called for.
I think the problem really lies is like you got these kids who grew up outside of the city, living in majority you know white neighborhoods, and then they hear about you know this happens in you know this hood, this happens here, this happens where you know yada yada yada. They only get, 7 weeks of training to become a police officer. Then they sent into that very hood that they scared to go in. And then they, you know, they don't know anything about it. They probably never even had a real one-on-one encounter or talk with a black person in their life. And then, you know, when a black person raised their voice, they get scared and automatically just jump to conclusions.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I do. I think they also need to go through a cultural class, like a actual, they need to put that for the police. Like they need to go through that where they learn about, you know, different cultures, different things of the culture. They also need to learn like different backgrounds of people as well. Like, I think they need to go through those courses. It shouldn't be 7 weeks. It should be almost, I mean, in any other job, you have to train for almost maybe a month or 2 months. So why is it that they only train for 7 weeks and then you put them out in force like they know what they're doing?
Bro, I say they need to be in there 3 years. That's what I think. They training should be 3 years minimum.
Because they get trigger happy. They get trigger happy.
I think also, though, they need to, because a lot of these motherfuckers, they first encounter with a black person and deals with, like, crime. So they think every black person is a criminal.
Right.
So they need to actually interact with black people that's not involved in crime.
True.
Not is a law, like an officer of the law also, you know?
Right, but what is
our... So their mindset is just warped and shit.
Yeah, but what is our media show? When you watch any movie, most of them, there is some movies that they put black men at a certain, you know what I'm saying? But in most movies, what happens? The black man is dangerous. The black man is this. The black man is that. Even and our music doesn't help. So in certain songs don't help as well. And you know they listen to that music, so they instantly go to every black dude is like this. Like he gonna rob me. He gonna shoot me. Or he's aggressive. You know. So
But their music is about burning down their houses. Yeah.
Country music just like rap.
We don't think every white person gonna do that. Like you know what I'm saying. Like it's music. You can't like say a certain demographic of people is a certain kind of way because of their culture. No, that's just what we enjoy listening to. You know what I'm saying? That's not my person. Like if you heard my playlist, Asada Baby, Love Fool and all that, y'all gonna think I'm the worst person in the world. You know what I'm saying? But it's just what I listen to. Like that's not my person. That's just something that I enjoy. Yeah. Like each individual is different. Like of course movies are movies, but if that's the case, every white man is John Wick. I'm finna die anyway. Hit me like
that's true.
Like with John Wick, dangerous. You know what I mean? Like it's like we have to see it as you know we have to get in the benefit of the doubt. But with us, it's like all of them are negative. Right. That's it. They're just negative. Like why do we have to do that? And that's where the frustration stems from because like we shouldn't have to do this. Like y'all shouldn't just like put a pin on us that we're negative because we don't do that to y'all. Like we don't do that to y'all. Like. When I was playing AAU ball, like my coach got pulled over and pulled out the car, and he was asked if all of us, because we're all black kids, like if all of us were telling him to take us somewhere with a gun to
us. What?
Like, we 16, 17 years old. Like, what? Like, we playing basketball. You feel me? Like, it's just like they make all of us look negative, but we have to make sure that we don't view them as negative. You know what I'm saying? But that's wrong. Like, it should be.
That's like a. That's the worst feeling. It's like, bro, like, I got to prove to you that I'm not a threat. And I'm literally just minding my business. Like, and I got to prove to you I'm not a threat. That's, it's crazy. That's crazy.
So do you think, like, I guess having, like, those hard conversations with your kids when you have them would be beneficial to change as well?
Oh, yes.
because, I mean, do you think racism is taught?
Of course.
Okay. Do you think racism is taught in the Black community as well?
I wouldn't say no. Racism. It'd be more like a be cautious. I mean, I'll be 100% honest right now. My grandpa on my dad's side, he wouldn't even allow a white person into his own home. And he was a vet, yeah. And he grew up in Oklahoma. And he grew up in Oklahoma back in the 50s and 60s. So right. So his experience with white people just, you know, alone, like he just doesn't trust them. He doesn't like them because of the things that they did to him and to his family. So, I mean, when it comes in, like in that case, I wouldn't say racism is taught because he's legitimized. Like he's literally telling me exactly how, you know, people will act towards you because the color of my skin.
Right.
He's letting me know the truth of what it is. Like he's not watering it down like most schools do with, you know, MLK and Malcolm X and Rosa Parks. Like, nah, he's letting you know, like, the real deal. Like, nah, yes, I had my run-ins with the Klan. Yes, this, that, and the other. You know, like, no. So when he would talk to us, you know, he would be more so, like, be cautious about these people. Not necessarily, right. Like, right. Oh, we got to hate them. Nah.
Yeah, like, In my opinion about, you know, teaching like kids learn from behavior. Right. Like you don't necessarily have to say anything specifically for a kid to be a sponge because kids, you know, they're just learning everything anyways. No matter what you do, if you hang out with a kid every day, he's gonna turn out to be just like you.
Right.
So if there's a kid, you know, displaying racist like or discriminative, you know, actions towards another demographic of kids, like, you know, that's their parents. That's not on the kid. Like, the kid don't know no better because, like, he's just like, this is what mommy and daddy do.
Yeah.
Like, they cross the street when they see a Black kid, so I'm not going to play with him on the playground. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that, you know, that's stuff that we can't, like, it's a conversation you can have, but I don't feel like, you know, like, I don't even feel like you should put it in the kid head this early in their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they're, like, 14, 15, that's when you can have them type of conversations about the things that they wear at nighttime. Like, it's not a conversation that everyone needs to have because, you know, everybody's not a Black
man. Yeah.
But, like, with young Black men, like, my mom sat me down at, like, 12, and she was like, look, you're not wearing no Black hoodies outside. You're not staying out past 9 p.m. until you out of my house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I thought it was her being hard on me because she didn't want me to have fun. But, no, like, she's really, like, she's fearful for my life. And that's an experience that, you know, pretty much no other race of people has to go through.
Right. Yeah, there was a lot of moms talking about that. I mean, because who knows? I might have a son someday, you know? But we were just talking about, you know, what is the best age group? And, like, some of the parents, they said, we're starting now. They were like, because of how the world and the climax of everything that's going on is going, like, some of my friends are talking to their kids. They're only, like, the kid is only 6 years old. I'm like, he ain't gonna remember half of what you're saying, but for sure,
For real, like, it's going in one ear.
Out the other.
You think about coloring on the wall and stuff, right?
But you gotta think, though, kids at this time, though, they have so much imagery and they be seeing so much shit, they gonna remember that shit at six.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is just, their brain just works differently than ours. They have so much... The laptops, the iPads, the phones, TV. So it's like, it's good to, like, even if they don't remember every word you say, they will remember certain things and be like, oh, I remember my mommy told me something similar with this. So it's kind of good. It's fucked up that we got to, if we have kids, we got to teach them at 5 and 6 because we don't want to show them that world. But, like, these motherfuckers, these cops be stopping little kids when they, like, 8.
Bro, they shot that boy at 12 because he had a BB gun.
Yeah,
12. Yep. See, 12 years old. That's crazy. You know?
Yeah. There was a little girl that was shot. There's been little kids that have been shot. There's been, there's been a lot. So I feel starting young might be the best ticket. It's just, I mean.
I think the best age group would be like to each parent is, you know, they parent different. So I guess it's kind of like when you give your kid responsibility, like, my parents had that conversation with me, like, pretty much right before they let me, you know, walk to the store by myself or, like, you know, take the bus to school or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you got to be kind of responsible for your own actions. And, you know, I mean, if you're going to keep your kid under you and watch him up until he, I don't know, how, 14, 15, that's cool. But, like, I mean, if you're going to allow your kid to, you know, go hang out with his friends, you know, and play in the street and stuff like that, then I think, you know, he should have that, you should have that conversation with him.
Right. I mean, so for me, the opposite is just that I'm a pastor's kid. So I was like very much not, I mean, we never had talks like this, like at all, because I was either always with my parents or I was with a family member. So I never was really by myself, or I had like, with pastors, sometimes they get like security with them, right? So you have security on you at all times. So I never really felt like something crazy was going to happen, but my parents also raised me to look at people like at them in general, like the deep them, not the color of their skin. They literally taught me like, hey, how do they make you feel? If they're rude to you, don't hang out with them, or if this and that. So I never had to really go through that until I started seeing my friends, my guy friends, go through crap. And I'd be like, whoa, like, why did we get stopped? And they'd be like, bro, because I'm like, it's because we're black. And I'd be like, we got stopped because we're black? Like, what? What are you talking about? Because when I was younger, and I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger, you know, I never looked at people. When I was really young, I never looked at people. I was just running with people on a playground trying to get a, you know, get on a slide. Like, I was trying to hit people to get on the slide, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I never really looked at anybody until, like, going through my own getting stopped and watching this police officer literally disrespect my guy friend, who's literally a passenger in my car. He's not driving the car. I am. And him getting asked for his ID, but not me getting asked for my ID, and I'm driving the car.
Yeah.
He's not driving the car. So why is he getting bothered? Like, he's literally sitting as a passenger, but him getting basically racially profiled in front of me, I'm getting like nothing. Like, he's not even bothering me, but because he is more dark complected than me and he has dreads, they're already putting in like their own perspective of, oh my gosh, he must smoke, or he must be some drug dealer, or he must be all these different things. And then a cop basically having his gun out when he's not supposed to have his gun out. I should have got him. I really should have, but I actually never looked into it. But them having their gun out and he's not even doing anything. Like, the gun is sitting. He has his barrel sitting on the window. For what? Nothing's happening. And then I have to literally tell my friend, like, hey, go into your backpack very gently because a gun is sitting right on the window. Like, don't make any, like, movements. Like, grab your ID, pull it out of your backpack, and just give it to this man so we can go home. Because, like, I can't deal with it. So, and I don't believe in that. And he didn't even stop me for a reason. That's the thing. He said my taillight was out. My taillight wasn't out. I went to a freaking AutoZone the next day and was like, hey, can you check my car? Because I'm really about my car, because I'm in it all the time because I have to work and stuff. So if something's out, I want to make sure it gets fixed as quick as possible. And for me to go to an AutoZone and the AutoZone dude tell me my taillight was never out, that means you literally just stopped us just to stop us. That's stupid. And to scare my friend, he literally, he didn't even go to sleep. He's calling me talking about, I can't sleep. I thought I was going to die tonight. Like, no. Like, I'm like, what? That's why? Like, I don't understand that. So that, me going through that situation, that's when my whole perspective of life changed. That's what I mean by, like, I guess educating biracial kids is because I was raised white, socially white. So when I went through a situation like that, I had to really like step into, oh my gosh, like this is a real life like situation. Like this actually happens. So that's what I mean by educating biracial kids. So I don't know if you guys have had situations that you went through being stopped with the cops. You guys probably have. I don't know who wants to go first, but go ahead.
I mean, for me personally, like, my parents had a strategic plan. Like, I was born and raised in Philly, but at a point in time, at a young age, my parents moved me out of Philly and moved me into the burbs, all white Irish community. And it was strategic from an aspect where it was like, okay,
they did not want me to get comfortable with the thought of every person's a nice person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, as a young kid, like, I'm 7 years old, and I'm walking to the playground to just get some shots up, and I got a cop car, like, going 5 miles an hour right next to me to find right. out exactly where I'm going and follow me there and then follow me back, or if I was walking to, like, McDonald's or something. I had teammates where it was like, as a young age, I got all white basketball team and I got headphones in, and then happened because I pressed pause on my music. I could hear what they saying. My headphones are still in. They think I'm oblivious to what they're saying. They're singing like, "Who let the niggers out?" and shit like that.
Wow.
So like,
okay.
Wow.
You better so like, me. At a young
age, right, you got socked in the mouth. They would have got
you better than me.
Yeah, bro. Like, for real. I actually went into that game and I didn't pass the motherfuckers the ball. We ended up winning that game, and I passed to like my other two black teammates the whole game. And it, at a young age, it was kind of like, all right, like, I could already tell y'all really don't like me for no reason. For no reason, just because I look right. different. So, like, me personally getting stopped by police officers, for me, this has been happening to me since I was, like, 9, 10.
That's crazy.
Like, just off the rip. There's been times I've been stopped by cops, no reason. They'll call backup, and the backup calls backup, and now I'm sitting there surrounded by 10 cops, and I got to try and convince these cops I'm not a threat. Like, I shouldn't have to. I don't have any right. weapons on me. I'm not a threat. But your hand is still on your gun. Why are your hand still on your gun? And I'm sitting here trying to convince you that I'm not a threat. Like, relax. That's...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bro, like, the hardest thing is like, you can't even point like, out.
Even up to right. up until this point, like, I can't. I would need about 3 other hands to count how many times I just been pulled over for being black and maybe in the wrong place at the wrong time, or a cop had a bad day. Like, I mean, like, cause that's how they move. They don't move off of the vows that they took at the beginning of the job. They move like human beings move. Oh, this, I had to deal with a fucking asshole. Now I'm pissed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, because they having a bad day, they going to bring their shit down on somebody that doesn't deserve it.
Right. And then when shit goes south, they play victim.
And then they play victim, exactly. Like,
that's, yeah. I don't really like police officers. I mean, I've been pulled over a couple times, and then, I mean, they were talking about, oh, you know, this matches your car matches a stolen vehicles report, yada yada yada. I mean, all of that, like, they make excuses, like they be out the ass, like, all you know, time. You got a broken tail light, here's a fix it ticket for a cracked windshield. Like, bro, I my car literally had got hit by a rock, like, on the highway the day before, and then they talking about, oh, you got a little shatter on your windshield. Like, it was the tiniest little. I'm like, all right, bro. I got you. I got you, man. I don't like, man. I don't really fuck with police too much. I mean, they are needed. Don't get me wrong, they are needed. But I'm cool. I don't need them.
Oh my. Kamal, have you ever went through police? I know you told me about, I did like a racism podcast. I actually haven't posted it yet. I probably should do that. I've been really busy. But Kamal, you want to tell them about your incident at college?
Shit. that was like the fourth time that I had a bad experience with the cops. That shit started when I was 11.
Okay.
So, like, I'm originally from Oakland. So, their cops mindset, they a little different out there. Them niggas, I don't know, man. Them niggas are scared, really scared of us out there. Like, super scared. So, it was like 11, then 16, Then I moved to San Diego, and then I had two bad experiences. Like, one was, how was I? Fuck, man. 22, and another time was like 24.
Right.
But I think one of the worst ones was like when I was 22, and I was just me and like eight of my other homies was just walking down the street to a party, and these motherfucking cocksuckers want to roll up on us. It's like four cop cars. These niggas just hop out the car with their guns out, talk about freeze, blah, blah, blah. And we like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on? And then, like, I got homies from, like, all over the place, like, from D.C., from Atlanta, from one from L.A. So, like, these motherfuckers, wow, they talking to the cops all any kind of way. And they like, man, fuck you, pigs, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm kind of glad we didn't get shot because we could have got popped that day the way we were talking to them reckless. And one of them was black. He was calling this motherfucker a coon and all types of shit. Are you fucking coon? What the fuck are you talking about? He was like, oh, y'all should be a disgrace to be black men. We was like, fuck you, go eat a dick, nigga.
Oh my God.
Fuck out of here with that bullshit. And like, we had, they were like, oh yeah, like, we stopped y'all because there was like a robbery at the liquor store. Somebody stole a 12 pack of beer. First of all, fuck out of here with that. Huh?
Like, why would y'all be walking if you just robbed a liquor store? Like,
you're not gonna be walking, you'll be ready.
Exactly. Like.
Yeah. Like, and second of all, we were like, all right, so what's the description? Cause then they pointed at me, they was like, this nigga light as fuck. He damn near white. And then like we had my Nigerian partner, he was like, this nigga black as hell. Like, what's the description? We got all types of blacks over here. And he was like, right. They were like, they pulled up the store clerk, and he was like, nah, it's not them. And then they like let us go and shit, but they had to sit on the curb, they had us handcuffed and shit. We was there for like 30 minutes. Lucky we had some white allies. They were there with their little phones out talking shit back to the cops and shit. Was like, oh man. But like, we encountered them cops again and shit. Like, the black cop tried to be cool with us. We was never cool with the black cop. This motherfucker tried to eat with us and shit. Like, at late night, he was like, man, fuck out of here. Fuck you. That was like one of the worst.
That's crazy.
Kind of experiences with the cops. But what I found out, when it comes to cops, man, they pull you over. All you got to do is, like, I feel like, I don't know, it works for me. I just ask some dumbass questions to make them feel like they're important. where can I go to get this? They'd be like, oh, yeah, you just got to do this. It's like, nigga, I don't know how to go to get this shit. The fuck? I don't know, man. These niggas be acting, they be wanting to feel important. So, like, when you make them feel important, they be feeling like, oh, okay.
That's long
enough. That's true.
Like, they want to feel important, but they also got to realize I'm not the one that's here to stroke your ego and make you feel good about yourself. Like, just like if you a cop and you got a bad day, hell, you might have caught me on a bad day as well. You really might have caught me on a bad day, and like, I might really just like flash out and just, you know, let you know, because like being a athlete, like, one thing.
I'm sorry. Can you give me a second? Can I talk?
Oh, snap. I was in the car. My bad. I'm in the car recording. I need to move the whip.
I was like, there's a woman talking. Hi. Hello, ma'am.
And I gotta move the whip. All right, but like I was saying, like, you know, just like, you know, I might have caught you on a bad day. You might have caught me on a bad day. And being an athlete, like, I was taught to always speak up for myself, be confident in whatever. So, like, if I feel like you treating me unjustly, like, I'm going to let you know. And it might come off, like, you know, a little harsh, but I'm going to let your ass know. Like, I mean, and, oh, my God. This whole... Man, this whole topic really just be... it really just... irk my nerves, you know, because like, we shouldn't really have to have this conversation, and it's just a conversation that's just being had over and over and over again, and it feels like it's just falling on, you know, deaf ears. And, you know, it's, man, it's just frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy having these conversations because, I mean, I've had so many different perspectives, like, from everybody. Like, I've had a whole bunch of different black males that I've talked to that, like, look at everything in so many different perspectives. So I've enjoyed being able to, like, hear you guys out because, I mean, not saying that, like I said, not saying black women don't go through stuff because we do just as much as you guys. And you guys probably know the stuff we go through, you know? But, like, right now, we're really, like, a lot of people are more focused on the black males because of the fact that you guys are really the ones who are getting killed the most. Like, and it's not even, like, old, not just older. It's, like, young as, you know, probably 6 years old. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy because how do you take out a race? You kill the, you know, you kill the young. You kill the middle people. You kill the older. You know, that's how you take out a whole male race right there. That's how you do that. So I just think that's just crazy. Like everything right now is just crazy. Braylon.
Yeah.
Did you tell a story about if you got stopped by cops?
Yeah, I got like two, but I'm only gonna tell one because like.
Okay.
So I was living in L.A. I went to school out there. And I was walking home from practice, and, like, I thought I was in a pretty, like, decent area, but, I guess it wasn't. Like, I guess the Crips and stuff is all big over there. Like, all my cousins do it, but, you know, like, I hoop, so I just keep my basketball with me, and that's my path. So,
right.
I can walk through any neighborhood with that basketball, you feel me?
No, that's real, bro.
And, like, I'm on the phone with my mama because I'm like, hey, Ma, this crazy L.A., like, it's something. Like, it's supposed to be 10 o'clock. It's only 7. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, like, telling her, like, how much fun I'm having and all that. And then I get pulled over. Like, the cop pulled over, like, 3 lanes of traffic to put her car in front of me, like, in front of the path I was walking on. She was like, go down this alley. And I was like, what? So, like, I ain't gonna lie. I set up my phone like I was about to do a video shoot. Like, I was like, Ma, you gotta watch me. Like, you gotta watch me. I don't know what she's gonna do. She almost. She stripped me down to my underwear.
Oh, damn.
And had me laid out on the floor.
What?
And she's like, where's the, I forgot what she called it, but like, it was just like a slang term for crack. She's like, so where's the dope at, cuz? I was like, what? I was like, what? She's like, where are you going? I said, I'm literally going across the street. I said, you cut me off from crossing the street. She's like, so you were about to jaywalk? I said, I was. Right now, can I put my clothes back on? She put me in these, zip ties, and like she like fondling my private area. You feel me? Looking for drugs. I'm like, dude, it ain't nothing in there but me. You feel me? Like you gotta stop doing that.
So that's wild,
right?
So then I get on the phone with my mom. I get dressed again. I'm like, Ma, you saw that? She's like, just walk home. And then like she like put her lights on and follow me 35, 40 steps straight to the gate. And I closed the gate in her face. Like, as soon as she got out of her car, I closed the gate, and I walked to my apartment. I was like, you're not finna come here. I'm like, I'm not gonna be next.
No.
That was the worst one.
That's crazy.
Like, it,
and you didn't try to get her badge or nothing?
Nope. I was so scared. Like, I was scared and embarrassed. Like, you feel me? Like, you got me in my drawers. in the middle of the freeway, right. Like it's right off Rodeo Drive, you feel me? So like it's like everybody's right there. It's traffic there 24/7. So I was just trying to get home.
Oh my god. No, that's crazy. Okay. So how has it been being a black male and being an athlete though? So he kind of just put us on the athlete course. So what has it been like being a male black athlete? Like, do you guys feel, because I have different perspectives, so like some people feel that sports kind of is like a type of slavery. That I've actually had people think that sports is a type of slavery, just the way that that sports are handled in, like, I guess our world. They feel like that athletes and stuff like that, it's like a type of slavery. So do you guys feel that way or what?
No.
Yeah, I mean, my experience has been both good and bad, but like, I mean, majority, like, it's all for me, like, I just more positive than it is bad.
Okay. What about Kai? What about you?
For me, like, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I fell in love with the game of basketball as a kid. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
What came with me just loving the game, I mean, I really don't feel about that. Now, from the business aspect, yeah, that's just slavery.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Like, yeah. I don't care what people say, but like, even with the shit that's going on with the NBA, I don't know who's following or who isn't, but like, predominantly black men, you can't go nowhere. Your family can't find you. Like, they doing this for the NBA numbers. Like, you know what I'm saying? That it's not the finish. It's not about these men enjoying it. Like, I get it. Dudes like LeBron James want to play basketball because it's kids. It's what they fell in love with. But from the aspect of, all right, we're going to take you away from your family. Your family can't come until such and such. These are grown men they're talking about. Like, you telling grown men how they can live. And if you don't, then we not paying you. Like, it's they're giving out ultimatums. So I feel like from, like, the basketball aspect, being an athlete and being black, we get put in a box.
Right.
Like, a crazy-ass box. And at this point in time, like, putting all the wear and tear on your bodies and everything, not even just as basketball players, like, I got a cousin that retired early from football because of all the wear and tear and the damage he did to his body. And he was like, for what? Like, when he has a son now, he's like, yo, if I would have kept playing football, there would have been a possibility that, like, I may not be able to run around with my son.
Like,
it's shit like that. And when you look at it from that aspect, to me, it's kind of like, yo, like, my life is longevity. It's not for the short term. It's not for anybody entertainment. So when you put the game before my own personal well-being, now it's slavery. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at that point in time, that's when the shit feels like, all right, look, yes, master. No, master. Eyes tied, boss. Right. Like,
I feel it. I feel that, but I feel that, but I also like, me personally, like, I'm willing to take that risk of a, like, cause like me, like, I'm playing and I'm thinking like, okay, if I could build X amount of dollars so my kids won't have to go through what I went through, it'd be 100% worth it. Like, that's how I think about it. I think like, I'm thinking like, hey, F my body right now. Like, I'm tired as hell all the time. Like, don't nobody want to get up and do two-a-days. Like, my knees hurt, my ankles hurt, my back hurt. But on the flip side is that if I can provide that life where my kids won't have to go through that type of a struggle, then I'm cool with it.
And I feel like
there's two sides to that coin.
Right. Yeah.
Like there's some grimy shit that the owners do. There's some grimy shit that the owners do. But at the same time, I'm also one of them people that's willing to put up with it.
Right. When you getting paid, like, and I get that. Like, when you getting paid like $7 million a year, like, hell yeah. Like, I'm putting up with it. But like, for instance, I went to a place like Lithuania. Right. Played in Lithuania. Uh-huh. Only, like, the contract, because Lithuania is a very poor country, the contract was $700 a month. Now I'm trying to get to the point where it's like, yo, ball gonna be the way out, but I gotta take these type of steps. Yo, living in Lithuania was a terrible...
Right.
Living in Lithuania was a crazy, terrible experience. They almost took my life.
I used to go to restaurants and I used to eat at restaurants and like people would just pull up to my table, people that I didn't know, and be like, yo, why are you here? And I'd be like, oh, because I'm playing basketball. And they'd be like, yeah, I get it. But why are you here? And they basically were saying like, yo, you're black. Why are you here? Like, you know what I'm saying? At a point in time when like if I really wanted to make $700 to play basketball, I could have worked at Wawa and then played in some semi-pro league and made $700.
Like, it didn't have to be all travel, separate from my family, isolate from my family, try to get back to my family and survive for me to just play the game of basketball. You feel me? So, I'm kind of on that line where it's you can really go both ways from it. Now, when you make millions and shit like that, yo, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
You better go play. Like, I'll do anything right now for a couple million a year. Like, but if you're not making that type of money, it's kind of slavery for me.
Yeah. I do agree with that. I do. What about you, Braylon?
For me, like, I'm in a situation where like I can get paid a decent amount of money, but like I do gotta like bite the bullet a little bit too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's players that like I don't think it's slavery. I just think it's like it's kind of discriminative. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's players that they'll take over me just because it's more convenient. Not that they're better or. Not that, you know, like, they can outwork me or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, oh, he's a local. They'll say things like that. And, you know, we're talking about a country like in the UK or, you know what I'm saying, like, right in the heart of Europe in Sweden or something. Like, I know what that means. Like, I just, and then one team said I don't fit their team image. And then I looked up their roster and there's not a single black person on
the roster. It'd be crazy. It'd be some wild shit over there, bro.
Say less. Say less.
Like, I don't feel like it's slavery because, like, what I feel like, well, for me personally, like, what I feel like is slavery is, like, me doing a job that somebody just doesn't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, me working for you to put more money in your pocket, that's slavery. Like, a 9-to-5. Like, if I'm running your car wash and you calling me a manager, but I'm only getting paid $15 an hour, you feel me? Like, you're getting paid at least $300K a year off of the work that I'm doing for your one store. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, to me, that's slavery. Right. But if you're going to pay me for my services, for the hard work that I put in, like, you feel, like, I love that. Like, that's not slavery. I would never view it like that because, like, I'm living my dream. Like, I don't have to clock in and clock out. Like, of course, I got to be in the lab, but that's just what I love to do. So, like, I would never really view it as slavery. Like, especially if I make it to the league. Oh, yeah, call me whatever you want. I'm going to sit right next to anybody. In the league, they're cutting checks for people who don't even average 7 points a game, 40 million. Like, bro, that's I'm going to clap the hardest on the bench. My hands is going to be
ashy. Hey, wait, you better wait that rally towel.
My knees don't hurt. I'm jumping up and down like, man, God, pay me.
I could die. Okay, Kamal, what about you?
I don't feel it as like slavery because like you have the choice to play.
Right.
Really.
Right.
But it is discriminatory for real though. Cause like if you really look at it like in the leagues, was it like two black owners? Was it Jay-Z and Jordan? In the NBA?
I think so.
NFL, I can't even name you a black owner. And we ain't even gonna talk about the MLB. It's just we have like we're the most played. We just gonna stick to NBA. We're the majority of players is black.
Yeah,
but we don't own none of that shit.
Nope.
And they kind of stonewall us with that shit. I know they stonewall.
You gotta understand there. Oh yeah, you gotta understand how the NBA and the NFL started though. It was a white person that kind of put everything like on the game, like they kind of owned everything for a long time. So like they're like the old, we call them the white haired people. That's what we call them. At least that's what
the good old boys.
Yeah, they basically own. They own it. Like, and they're not coming down either. Like, I think there was somebody. I don't know if it was the NBA that reached out or was it the NFL that had the owners or the owner of like the league, the whole all leagues. He said something about how we need change racially in the leagues and we need to do better. And that Black lives do matter because basically Black people take up the whole, basically the NBA, NFL, and the NFL. Like they are the core of why we even have a league. You know, I don't remember who said, I don't know if that was the NBA or the NFL, I don't remember, but I know I was listening to the interview on the radio and I just was like, okay, so now y'all want to see that? So where were y'all like, I don't know, 2004 or even
niggas playing golf and shit
before that? Like, where were you guys a long time ago? Y'all should have already known that the league is what the league is because Black men are out there doing it. And let's not even talk about the women league because that even irritates me more because we get paid less than you guys. Less. We get paid less and we get disrespected more, actually.
Oh.
I
there's that's a different subject.
thank you. She's like, we're not talking about that. No, I'm just saying. I'm just calling y'all out.
I felt called out. I'm with you. No, look. I'll put it like this. I train in the off season. One of the girls, she plays for the Houston Dash, and she plays pro soccer.
Okay.
Nice.
And like, I'm 100% all for girls getting paid, like girls getting bread, like because they train just as hard as we do, this, that, and the other.
Right.
The only problem I have is like, you know, how much are y'all willing? Like, because there has to be an amount of money, you know, if you're not like NBA, most likely majority of the games are sold out if you Laker or Knicks or Boston Celtics, right? Right. So they have that kind of revenue. But if you don't have that kind of revenue, you're not able to pay them as much.
Right.
And that's the only problem I have with it. Like, I mean, if y'all got the money, bruh, I'm saying, hey, ball out. But, I mean, you know, majority of these franchises don't have that much money to be paying off, like, as much as, I don't know, let's say, like, the how much, you know, people get paid in, to go overseas and play in China.
Yeah. They get paid more going overseas, I think, than actually playing in the States, which is crazy. I don't understand that process either. That's a whole nother, yeah, a whole nother topic because I've never understood that. But for the women's league, it has to just do with the fact that they don't get as much press as the males. They put the males more higher than the females. And that's okay. Hey, I mean, some women are very, like, I know some women that get down and they get down as hard as the men.
Right.
Right, but then got some other ones.
No doubt,
you got some other ones that like they're just playing just to play. Like they're not actually really in it. They're just playing just to play. But one person that I love him. I do. Is Kobe Bryant. The reason I love Kobe Bryant is when he was alive, which is so sad that he's not. Yeah. That broke my heart when I found out. But when he was alive, he was really actually putting money into the women's league. And actually, like, basically calling out all the males, like, basketball players, and being like, hey, we're males, but we really need to, like, take care of our women as well. Like,
yeah, you gotta go support. You gotta support.
Yeah, they matter too. So if they need our support and they need people coming through to the games, because he would go to the women's games too and literally talk. And then he went to some of the college women games, stuff like that, because he wanted change. And he put a certain amount of money. Even though he's not alive, it's so crazy. And people don't know this. Even though he's not alive, he's doing a lot. And he's not even here. Like, money is being thrown to places. And he's not even alive to do it. Because he basically wrote up what he wanted to be done. Just like Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle had, like, brands. He has a video. Even though he's not alive, they still have people making that video that he wanted to do. His well, technically it's his wife. I know a lot of people don't know that they are actually married. They got married, like, exclusively. Like, they didn't tell nobody. But they're married, so she's doing stuff that he told her to do. Like, he had a vision. And even though he's not alive, he was able to give it to her, and she's able to still keep it out. So it's like, I don't know. They just, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't like how sometimes they don't give the respect to the women's leagues as much as the men. I don't like that. I don't know. It's just, I feel we should all have respect for each other. We all out here trying to make it. We're all trying to be something better. We're trying to build legacy. We're all trying to, like, all these different things. So when it comes to it, you should be supporting anybody regardless of whatever.
Oh, yeah, I love women athletes. I love them.
I cannot.
I'm being dead serious, though. Like, I love women athletes, bro.
Do you love them because, like, they're an athlete, or you love them because, you know, you trying to, like, chop it up? Like, what's
that? Both. I love it. Like, it goes both ways. Really, both. Because, like, I understand them, and they understand me. Like, if I tell you, oh, we can't hang out tonight because I got practice, most of the time you're going to understand.
Right, right.
So it's like, it ain't, you know, it go both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, because they kind of understand. Because they have practice. They probably, while you going to practice, they probably going to practice too. So.
Exactly. Like, nah, I don't want to go to the movies tonight. Like, I had a rough day at practice. Okay, me too. Let's chill. Say less.
Right.
Right. Bring the ice pack. Right. I need a, you already know.
Y'all pulling the basketball or what?
Exactly.
Not me.
Oh my god, that's like,
it's a good movie, but not for me.
Okay. Not for me.
I ain't even talking.
Why not?
No, I said it's a great movie. It's just not like, that's not my life. I'm not gonna pick that. No, I'm cool.
You ain't trying to, you know, fall in love with a girl like young and then like then find out.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. If I had a girlfriend and we played one on one, I'm kicking her ass every day and I'm talking shit.
Every time.
Every time.
We can't be together.
Every time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You good. I don't know who taught you that.
Who taught you the in and out step back like that?
You know what I'm saying? How you gonna splash me on a James Harden sidestep? Like, what?
I can't. What about, isn't there women? Don't women play football? Isn't
matter of fact, wasn't there a girl that just got a scholarship?
I guess. That's one thing that make me mad, though.
Okay. Look, that was... I don't want to be that guy, but that was a pub.
Yeah, be careful right now. Be careful right now.
Okay, she only had out of her whole 2 years at that school, she literally had two tackles. She is 5'4", 140 pounds or something like that. And she got a scholarship.
Damn.
That's my only problem that I'm having with that. Like, if you're going to give out a scholarship, give out one. Like, oh, I fuck with the girls who get the scholarships for kicking them.
Yeah, because you know
they're heavy.
But, like you really got a scholarship to play safety, and you 5'4", 140 pounds, and you had two tackles your entire 2 years of JUCO? Come on now.
Man, how many interceptions she had, though?
Reflections of that?
And they played cover two. Yikes. She didn't have to do much.
Oh,
it's you didn't have to do much.
Hey, okay.
All right, but in a real sense,
I feel this way about it because, like, she really took a scholarship away from somebody who might have been, you know, able to earn that.
Right. Okay.
That's the only reason why I feel that way about it.
I mean, I agree with that.
Cause if you was able to give a scholarship with like for like you had unlimited scholarships, go ahead, give her one. But like, you know, schools are only limited so many scholarships, and you know you giving out one, and somebody actually who like really grind for that could have had.
Like, yeah, I see this one thing. It's like called lingerie football. It's like where they got like that's one thing I'm really like against. Like, I don't feel like women should be like sexualized like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that ain't cool.
They athletes, right. too, you feel me? Like, that's weird. Like, I don't like right. that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, and they make it, seem like, oh, you know, this is why we're gonna watch it because we get to see them half naked. Like, no, bro. Like, she run a 4.4. Like, she fast for real. Right. Like, she does
everything. Like, right.
Exactly.
She gonna hit you too. The way she hits you, you might be on the floor, right. like spread out. Like,
she could do. You feel me? Like, give me that respect.
She coming up with the R3 hit stick.
Oh no. There's some, what's the girl? There was some football player that I follow on Instagram. I forgot her name, but she's strapped. Like, I don't even care. I was like, holy crap, bro. You got like abs, like hey. Abs, like the definition of abs. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I was like, what up?
Hey, me, I like track girls, soccer girls, and volleyball.
Oh yeah, me too.
You ain't
saying. Oh, are we talking about?
Yeah, them too. I got love for them too. What? I got love for it, but the only okay. When I was on campus, like I'm a fall sport, all right, so okay. I only saw soccer, volleyball, and then you know when I was able to party in the off season was track. So.
I can't.
That's all I
can't. I can't. Okay. Okay, well, since we're talking about our preference, great. Yeah, I like all athletes, all of them.
It don't matter. I don't true. You can play golf. I still miss them.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I'm golf.
Oh my god! You see what's her name? Tori McCollum.
No, I ain't never seen her.
Bruh, she a black golfer and she dope. Like she fine as I don't know what. She's bad.
Oh yo, God. I thought he was about to tell us like her like swing score or bar or some shit like that.
No, she's legit. She's legit. She could golf.
Okay.
I follow her on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Hey, you shooting your shot or what?
Nah.
Not yet.
Nah, she.
I don't know.
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. We'll see how things go with Rihanna.
Shooting your shot on Instagram, bro, it's overrated now. All right, they could read it and then unread it. And you don't know what happened. You feel me? Like, I ain't... yeah.
You can unread stuff on Instagram now.
Bro, since forever, bro.
Since when?
Forever.
Yes, bro. She tried to play me.
Really?
Yeah. What? Oh, I'm woke now.
I shot my shot. She's like in Atlanta. Yo. I'm like Queen Soul Trill, right? I shot my shot for real. I had to. Like, I step back half court. If it goes, go in.
And I can't.
She read it. And I show all the homies. I'm like, look, she read it, though. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I check it the next day. It don't even have a scene at the bottom. I'm like, she unread it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, that's our publicist, bro.
No, that no, no,
famous.
No.
You ain't that no. big. You ain't that big.
Damn.
And then she don't like two of my pictures later.
Yes, she unready?
Like, I don't want it now. It's too late now.
Right. Nah.
Hey.
It's too late now.
She's trying to shoot her shot, bro. Okay. Funky. It's too late. I moved on.
That ship sailed.
What? Y'all really be doing that? Like, y'all... So, if a girl... Okay. So, right. if you like a girl and you shoot your shot and then she doesn't get back at you or something like that, you just forget about her, like she ain't nothing anymore?
Like...
Yep.
Yeah, why?
If she tried to shoot back, I don't care.
I'm interested now. I'm not going to be interested in 4 or 5 months. Exactly. I don't know who's going to be in my life in 4 or 5 months.
Man, fuck all that.
That is.
I see Steph Curry miss 7 shots in a row and then keep shooting that shit. So,
I mean, but girls probably do that too. Like when a guy hits them up, if they don't
exactly like they got their options, we got our options. What's wrong with that?
Exactly.
Right, there's nothing. Hey, live your best life. You know, options are important. I mean, I think a whole bunch of rappers have talked about options through their music. So, by all means,
my man Future,
yes, have options.
He belongs to the streets.
I love that song. I think
she belongs. She belongs to the
streets. What? Y'all are so bad. Okay. And then okay. So I really want to kind of understand this alley-ooping concept that someone told me about that dudes do. It's like alley-ooping. You know? Can someone explain to me what this alley-oopy?
Throw me a lob. Throw me a lob. Like you assisting. Throw me a lob.
Okay. So you like, lob.
Help, help a brother out.
So you help lob. Hold on. Okay. I don't. Okay. So I'm really trying to understand. Okay. So. Lobbying. Okay, so what happens is you talk to the female, right? She's not what you thought she was or something in that degree. So then you just alley-oop it to the bro? Like, is that how
wait. I mean, you could have.
No,
wait,
you can't go in the whole book.
Trying to get our secret.
Hold on.
It's like,
no.
Trying to get the secret.
Trying to get our secrets.
She already know, bro. She got two brothers. She already know.
No, let me explain.
Nah, but this the podcast, bro. So this going out to
yeah. My bad, I forgot.
Yeah, bro.
You know what it means. It's just like you know, throw me the lob.
Again, they said nah, bro.
Nah, okay. This is the thing though. When it's your bro and you throw him a lob, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, what? For real.
It's like damn. If my bro hit,
and it's not even about
that's him. Cool. It's like we if all kind of
like him. We still good. You feel me?
Yeah, but if she liked him, he most definitely gonna.
Okay,
hit.
So but why do you think female? Okay, so because okay, I'm weird. I'm a different breed. Okay, let me just be honest. I'm different. Just because I've been around boys my whole life, so like sometimes I be alley-ooping too, but like the girl version of alley-ooping.
Yeah, I knew somebody was gonna say
that. Right.
I was waiting for somebody to say something. I was waiting.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But why do female? Okay, so y'all can alley-oop to y'all homies, right? And y'all don't even like make a big deal out of it. But why can't when girls do it, why can't they do it? Like and actually like not get mad at their friend or like not trip out or like all that.
Because the homies don't hold no feelings. We ain't got no feelings towards the girl.
Yeah.
Okay, but like what if
like there's no emotional attachment.
Okay, but what if you're like, what if the girl doesn't have an emotional attachment to the dude? Like, she don't really care. Like, he's just...
Exactly.
She has...
Then she shouldn't get mad. Oh. Like, there's...
Okay.
Whoa.
If she get mad, she crazy.
Right.
Why you gotta call her crazy? Why can't you just call her passionate?
You can't say that. Because that's how you gonna throw a lob and then get mad that you threw the lob? Like, how... Okay, that's like saying, Rondo threw the lob to LeBron and got mad because LeBron
exactly.
Slammed it.
Nah, that's like that's a great analogy, bro.
That's a
great analogy, bro.
I cannot.
Rondo hella mad, bro. Why you slam that shit, bro?
Why you throw that down like that, bro?
Why? Oh my gosh. Okay. How do you guys feel about? How do you guys feel
it's
about
dead.
For girls?
It's
cheating?
Dead.
Are you
lobbying? It's over.
Bye.
It's over.
Goodbye.
You can't rock.
Sorry.
What is lobby?
Or are you just going to be like,
lobby her?
No, she ain't getting.
Nah, she's out the picture.
Can't nobody else do nothing.
Facts,
like that,
yeah. I feel like that's a line that, like,
right.
I'm not.
Yeah.
If it's a girl my homie wanted, and I'm taking a personal, I'm going to tell my homie, like, yo, she a personal. Like, nah, you can't have this one.
I never heard that, but I'm going to use that.
Oh, I like that word. Personal.
Like,
I'm going to use that, too. So which one is she's a personal.
Hey, it's like standard guy code, though. Like if the homie was, like, really with shorty, like, if that was his girl, like, that she off limits.
Yeah, you can't even look at out, like get out of a relationship. I don't look at my home girl like my homie like his girl, her booty, nothing like that's off. That's the sis. Like that's it. Like she's just that's him.
Right, uh-huh. It's all off limits.
I see. There's not a lot of dudes that
I ain't going cash. Okay, when my homie gives it back to the street, she's fair game. If you throw it back in the water, she's fair game. That's how we move because our relationships Our relationship's never that personal. Like, once he's done making her personal and she fair game, like, if it's like that, it's like that. I mean, I would never try and, like, cuff my homie X, but, like, if she like me and vice versa, like, we don't be tripping off that because our bond is way stronger than any bond he had with the John.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Nah, I can't fuck with any of my homies' exes. Fuck that. It's too personal. The damn scene. Fuck that. And it's like, it's just the whole thing. You like, man, my homie was with you. Like, fuck that. You're like, y'all had a real bond. I can't.
But I'm saying though. All right. So like, let's say your homie was with the girl for 30 days. Like, right? He made it something for 30 days.
That's not cuffing.
Oh, that's not even cuffing. She's not even cuffed.
Yo.
Bruh, she's not even cuffed. That's like a trial run.
It's not even internship.
It don't matter how long it is, bro. That's what it is.
For 30 days? That don't count. No. That's not even enough time to get off probation.
Hold on, bro. Wait, so you never used
it? Exactly. Hey, y'all still in the... Y'all still in a honeymoon stage
nothing sour
should happen within 30 days.
So, like, regardless of what it is, whether it's 8 years or a month, it's a relationship, right?
No.
It's not?
A month don't count.
A month?
Hold on, bro.
A month is like, that ain't shit.
Like, y'all still talking like after a month.
That's big.
Probably had 13 years of high school, bro.
Bro, so, nah, I'm looking at it like this, though. Like, you don't look at a girl and be like, yo, you're my girlfriend on spot, right? So you probably talk to the girl for a little bit beforehand. If you was just jumping in the relationship like, oh, this is love at first sight, you're my girlfriend now, you're wild.
Wait, okay. Wait. So, okay, I think this is where the confusion is. Like, if I gave a girl, like, look, you like I'm with you and you with me, like, to me that's the start of the relationship,
right?
Not the talking phase. Like, no, if we talking, we just talking.
Yeah.
Hey, if I hook up with an old girl and then I, you know, send her back to the streets, like, the homies could go ahead and do what they want to do.
Yeah, because it was talking.
But like, from that point of like being exclusive, like, She off limits.
So you never talk to a girl like,
yeah,
you're in the talking stage. So y'all talking for like 3 months, right? Then y'all try to put it. You never know what happens. What if you? There's a girl back home. You go overseas now. Now you're not going to see girl until you get back for Christmas, right? So there's like 4 months. Y'all start busting it up. Now y'all talk. Y'all at the talking stage while you're overseas. You come back. Y'all try to make it official. Y'all only last a month and y'all find out y'all better off as friends. Your homie can't hit.
Oh, nigga, stay away. Fuck,
that's off.
The fuck? Man. Why the fuck would you want her anyway? Nigga, go get her friends or something.
What? Tell her in
the sea. Fuck out of here. Nigga. Hell no.
Okay. I think what he's trying to say, at least I'm trying to like comprehend, being a girl in this, because I remember I'm the only girl here. So this is what you're saying is that you go overseas and like, example, the girl is kind of like doing her own thing and you're kind of doing your own thing overseas still. Like, are you still, when you're overseas, are you still fucking up on other girls? Or are you?
Of course.
Okay, so you're basically saying, but you make it official when you come back down. As a girl, if my dude was overseas and he, and I know, because I'm really good at this, so I'm keen on things. So if my dude's overseas and he out here effing other girls and all stuff, when he comes back,
I'll tell all y'all right now, y'all not hitting nothing in Lithuania. So if y'all ever went to Lithuania and y'all thinking y'all fucking business in Lithuania, y'all too young. that's out the window.
Why you explain Lithuania? So I ain't trying to go there. Shit.
Right.
There ain't no like they women walk around with like chin hair, like peach fuzz and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a man.
You're not even gonna go over there and be like, I'm overseas and I'm about to go put some work in on these overseas girls. Like, you know, that's dead. That's dead. I'm saying, I ain't even get my hair cut over there, bro. I ain't even get my hair cut over there, bro. Yeah. No, never.
I wouldn't trust nobody to cut no hair over in Lithuania.
All right, so yeah, why don't we use that? That's how I look at it, right? If depending on how much time you put with somebody in a relationship, like if my homie put in 5 years, he gave her back to the streets. I'm not touching that because that's time. He put a bid in.
Okay.
He put a bid in. But like
that, that's what I thought.
Even
saying,
a year,
like,
bro.
After 7 years,
you don't do that. You met Grams and all that.
You know what I'm saying? Like that ain't
you,
it.
You can't do that. But like, if it's like y'all tried it 4 months, it didn't work. You throw it back into the streets. She back into the pond. She swimming with the rest of the fish. Fuck it. My bait on the line. Then if you ain't got a problem with it, I still run everything by my bro. I gotta make.
You don't
do nothing behind Brody back without Brody knowing.
No, you gotta say it. You gotta say it up front. Be like, look,
exactly.
Right, she's giving me the vibe, and not even trying to shoot. She's telling me
I'm trying to lay the ball up.
It's a fast break.
I'm trying to lay it up.
It's a fast break. Now, do you want me to win with it? Or you just
that makes more sense. I agree with that.
Okay, yeah, I could get with that. I could get with that. Yeah.
I might even lob the homie at that point. Like, go ahead. Now you got to do with her
and
shit.
That's why males and females are so different. That is why. What y'all just talked about, that's why we listen to each other.
With females, it's just like
communicating.
Right, right.
No, but you have to understand. Females are more emotional. Males, not saying you guys can't be emotional. I think with the right woman, it's like, let's just say you're getting married, or you're like,
nobody laughed at marriage.
Because at least the guy friends I have, they literally told me, like, I do not care about any of the females I be messing with right now. Like, when I'm married, I might actually be able to be more emotional, and maybe if I have a daughter or like kid or something, I might be way more like emotional. Well, but like right now, I didn't care.
I think this is the problem, is like you got a lot of people who mix up, like, or a lot of girls who mix up like what the relationship status is. Like,
right.
I mean, I hooked up with girls and like I didn't consider us to even be talking, but right. They did. So, for me, there was no emotional attachment, but for her, like, there obviously is.
Well, yeah,
so
but
like,
no difference.
But females
female
just don't
and
get
male.
It though. Like, there's girls that like literally just like you because you you.
Oh,
you
fact.
So, like,
oh yeah, that's very
so,
true.
So like,
yeah,
so
that
you're
too.
Telling, like, look,
that
you
too.
Can do this, that, and you know the third, but I'm not that interested. Like, I'm not looking.
I'm not going to get attached.
And they're like, okay, that's fine. And then when you actually stand on your word, like, I told you I wasn't looking for nothing, they want to get mad and dog your name.
You become the bad guy.
Yeah, like, now we not shit. Now we not shit.
Well, but you have to understand, again, like I said, the females are emotional beings. Yeah, you can tell them, oh, so we just smashing and that's it. That's it. Like, that's all we're doing. Like, don't even try to think we're going to put a title on this. Like, we're just smashing. And in that moment, she might say yes, but, like, the weeks go by, and she's like,
weeks.
Oh, my God, he doesn't want to be with me, or he's talking to this other girl. Like, oh, God,
but how is that our problem?
I thought we were together.
How is that our problem? Like, how is that our problem?
But weeks, though?
It's not your problem, but Where it is your problem? Okay, this is where I say it is your problem. Where it is your problem, personally, I feel that if you know this girl is about to go buck wild, or you know this girl, even though you're talking to her, she's kind of paying attention to you, but she's really not. Like, mentally, you know she is not listening to nothing you're saying. Even though you're saying, hey, we're just going to smash. That is all. Like, we're not doing anything else. We're just going to smash. As a person, I feel like you should,
that's
know the
real,
female you're
but
with. I think for a
I gotta disagree with you on that, Okay. Because, like, because literally me telling somebody this is what it is is legitimately a way of me communicating
in English.
Is what it is. Right. And I mean, I'm not a mind reader. Like, if I tell a if I tell a female that, I'm not about to be thinking like, oh my God, like, is she about to catch feel? Like, if I tell you that and you agree, I'm going about my business. Like, like, it is what it is. And like, you can't, like, and girls can't and girls can't pop up like 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later talking about, oh, you ain't shit, this, that, and the other. Like, and that's literally the only conversation we had about it. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Hey, the thing about it too, you can't tell, you can't be saying like, oh, if niggas don't like tell the truth and express their emotions, and we tell you that, but you're not expressing your shit.
That too. Right. Like, that too.
You can't handle it. You should say it right then and there and be like, nah, I really fuck with you. Exactly. It's none of that. Then y'all have a clear understanding.
Now, if you tell
none
me
of
like,
that shit would happen.
Oh,
but
I
instead,
like
she's
like you, so
you know,
if you do this, I'm still gonna like you. I'm like, oh, well, you know what? You a cool friend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you a cool friend.
Right.
We need a hand.
But
we
some
need
people don't even want to be friends, though. Some girls come out that friend zone. Some girls come out that friend zone.
We need a hand thing.
That's crazy.
No, some I don't know. I feel like, it's weird. Everything is just
hand honestly, that's why I don't even like the whole fucking talk. Like,
it's weird. It's weird.
Don't say talking to me. Like, oh, you talking to somebody? Yeah, I'm holding conversations with a lot of fucking people.
Exactly.
Like, what you mean talking? Like,
that's
I'm talking
right,
to you right now. The same way I'm talking to a couple other people. Like, like, if whatever you want, just be transparent about that shit. Like, yo.
Hey, y'all ever have a female try to force it on you, though? Like, out of nowhere, she takes you, hey, babe. Like, what?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Like, what? Hold on.
Yes. You're back, LOL. You wild. What's up?
Swear to God. Bro, because, like, we be catching
what?
Whatever, like, we cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, when we gonna hang out, this and that. Like, yeah, okay, cool. But if I wake up one morning, good morning, babe, I'm gonna call you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't. I'm not trying to wake up to nothing like that. I don't know you like that. I don't know your mama. I don't know your favorite cover.
Yeah,
don't.
Nah.
Don't do that.
Oh,
yeah, don't. Yeah, don't. We ain't in that territory. I'll hit you with a you wild.
I got to do the phone call. I have to do the phone call.
You wild.
No. Okay, I admit I've done that, but I do it out of because I want to see what happens. I do it out of I want. If I say this, is he gonna say?
See,
it
but
back,
why?
Or
why is that
is
a game?
Get
why
that
are
game?
We so testing people, yo?
Hit it with the LOL.
Right, LOL. You wild.
To me, it's
testing shoes.
Because for me, it's a, okay. Everything I do, which is very,
I like. He I'm right.
Like, okay, that is true.
That's
that
true,
is
man.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
I like to play.
I fail
like
every time.
Okay, I'm gay. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. No, for me, everything is a game because I'm goofy. So I just be playing. I'll be like, hey, what's up, babe? And then they'll look. Did you just say? And I'll be like, huh, I wonder what he's going to do. In my brain, this is going on in my brain. I wonder what he's going
to
do. Is he going
to,
oh,
yes,
is he
about
to flinch?
I'm
like,
about
is he about
fall
to
out.
So what happens
wild?
If
like,
he, like, just, like, what if it just takes a turn for
then,
the worse? Now he's like, hey, what the fuck you mean, babe? Blah, blah, blah. Like.
Oh, I right. Just be like, well, I'd be like, why are you getting so mad?
Because I told you in the beginning, when you asked what we was doing, we was just cool, and now you bringing this up, and I was really vibing with
no
you,
more
you a cool
shake.
Person.
And now we
got
to
put our relationship is cut. I'm cutting ties.
What the
I'm, right, I'm severing the head.
But that's never happened. That doesn't happen to me. They get all wild, and I just sit there like, okay, you can leave though. Like, it doesn't hurt me. I mean, let me call
right.
John.
Call him,
babe.
Don't
John
call
B
me
over
that.
In about
my
five.
Name. My John name. Right.
Right. Right. Call
don't
him,
call
babe.
Hey, but don't you think that's problematic though? Like playing games with people
it's
and shit.
Problematic. Yes, I've actually been called out on it. You play a lot of games. Yeah, I do. I know.
that's why I stay in the lane I stay in for that reason. That's why I'm not in a relationship, because if you can imagine,
she'll probably set you up. Now, send her cousin in the house, butt booty naked.
Oh, hell no.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, what do you think happens? What do you think happens in a relationship? If I can play games without the relationship, what do you think happens?
But why?
Because, okay, I don't know.
That seemed like self-sabotage right there.
It is. 100%.
By definition.
There's a little bit of
so
that.
So, in a sense, you don't want it to work anyway.
In a sense, literally sabotaging your relationship. You play
games. Yeah. Right. Well, that's why I'm single, guys. It's called working through things. But yeah, no, I don't, because I enjoy having a roster, I guess you could say. Like, I enjoy
for sure.
Oh,
like
wait, no, nah, that was a question.
NFL or NBA?
NFL or NBA roster? That was
that's a real question.
My bad. I'm sorry. I like them all. So,
oh my god.
I got it.
So, do you have an NBA roster? Do you have like a 16 man roster? You got an NFL roster Shaq, where you got 72?
I would like to say it's probably like a mixture. Whoa. It probably comes out to 72 but it comes out to 72. Like, together.
I keep mine at 5. Like, yeah, God.
I got a bowling roster. Like, together. Roster. Big people, it comes out of that.
I don't go over
my roster.
AAU team.
I don't go over 5.
I got an AAU team.
See, I just...
Dang. 5-star recruit.
I got AAU team. I got an EYBL team. I got like a solid 8.
And a rotation of 6.
Oh my god.
Yo. Hey, kudos to y'all. My roster depleted. Like, I got none.
Like, you know, like
chilling. Fuck
like,
that.
Like, no, nah, my roster kind of depleted.
Oh yeah.
Too, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
From like.
Like, I got a lot of text messages, you feel me? But I ain't really
my text message roster and my in-person roster, two different numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I feel you.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
We can call it text message.
That's what everybody. That's what everybody.
Scouting reports.
Oh, we GMs out here right now.
The scouting report.
Yeah.
She looks like a future draft pick.
Hey, we are fucked up right now.
She got a private workout coming up.
Right. Right. I'll call her in for a little workout.
That's funny shit.
You
yo.
Never know.
Oh my gosh. No, I think I get more play, if anything, in person than I do through my text. My text messages, because I don't be responding to people unless I really want to talk to you. If I don't want to talk to you, I just let you keep texting. I get like 10
you
messages
leave your setting, on?
And then I'll be like, and then they send paragraphs. I hate paragraphs. Why are you
I do.
Me?
I do.
Oh, y'all yeah. Some.
No,
don't
well,
bother me.
Yes, I do.
That's I all for that sure do. I'll let you know. I'll let you know I saw your message.
Well, yeah, but it just... paragraphs, and I don't like paragraphs. Like I like when
so you just want you just want
what
to do
you text
you.
Like
right,
why
X,
are you
like,
texting?
You know what I'm saying? Like
oh, so this
yes,
is strictly
yes.
Dickly.
Like,
are the majority of women like that? Because that'll
up.
Save
like,
me a lot of text
me?
Messages. That'll save a lot of text
oh my god.
Like if I'm feeling myself and I'm trying to get something, I'll be just this all I'll send is hey, what you doing? Nothing. All right, I'll be there in 5.
Oh,
you already know why I'm coming over. Don't blame me. Like I'm coming.
God
over.
Bless your
I'll
heart.
I'll be there soon, and then they'll be like,
for real,
okay,
because
cool.
that is real. Great.
Real shit.
Right. We need more women like you. We need more women like you.
But I've been okay.
You got
that's
friends.
Tight.
You have to understand. I was raised by like boys.
You
like,
got
I've
friends
been around men my whole life.
Does she now?
Thank you to all my guests that came through. I hope you guys got something out of it. Stay tuned for the next episode. This is Speak Up, Speak Out, and we out.